The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Mindfulness practice today. It's useful to distinguish between the impact our experiences have on us and our response to those impacts, our reaction to them. And sometimes those two things happen so fast that we don't actually see the difference between them. So sometimes it's a useful exercise in the practice of mindfulness to intentionally linger with the impact that things have had on us. So kind of be curious, what effect has this had on us at the moment? So the word impact is an alternative way of maybe referring to what in Buddhism is called contact, sense contact. So if you hear, if there's a really loud car rumbles by, there's the contact of that sound wave with your ear that you can feel and sense. But then you can also kind of say, what's the impact of that contact of that sound on you? How is that received in the system? If you immediately go into your judgments about Loud's cars and IMC being in this kind of neighborhood, and that's the reaction, and then you lose touch with the immediate kind of receptive impact that it has. If you have an ache in your knee, again you can go into, I should go to the doctor, and you know, my knee's going to fall off and this is terrible. But if you kind of, before you go into the reaction like that, linger with the impact. What does it feel like in your feet, in your leg, and your knee? And how's that, the receptive impact, if you linger and don't go into the thoughts and stories and ideas about it? If there is, if you go out and stand in the sun as opposed to standing in the shade, that's going to have a different impact on you. It's received by the system differently. You might, standing in the sun, you might relax and feel warm and just relax before you start thinking, and I shouldn't be standing in the sun because I'll get skin cancer or something, you know. But what's the immediate, kind of the immediate, in the immediacy of the experience, what's the impact of anything? When you step and put your foot down to do walking meditation, what's the impact that contact with the ground has on you? If you're there and feel and receive, it's more like the receptive impact. How does it reverberate through your leg and your system to feel that contact? You know, you certainly feel the hardness, the contact, the shifting sensations in your leg. Some people might feel this feeling of reassurance to feel the solidity of the ground. Maybe. When you sit and meditate, what's the impact of the experience of breathing? If you're attentive to your breath, what's the receptive impact on you, not just in the immediacy of your lungs and your chest or something, but if you kind of open yourself up or kind of expand the field of what you pay attention to in your body, is there an impact on the system, receptive impact of the experience? So the idea of receptive impact, what's the receptive impact on the experience before there's a reaction to it? There's not a hard and fast line between, you know, the reaction and the impact, so it's not like a sharp line. But the general idea, I think, I've hopefully managed to convey. So as you practice this morning, you might see if you can linger, stay with, be curious about the immediacy of the receptive impact has on you. And just stay in the world of the impact. Stay in the world of how it's received in your system, the sensory impact, and whatever it might be. Even thinking. You might have a thought, you might have a story, but if you kind of relax and open up a little bit, what's the receptive impact of having this kind of thoughts in the system? If it's a very tense thought, you might feel that, oh, that it feels tense to have it. It's a very unpleasant thought. It might have some kind of impact that's different than if it's a pleasant thought. So what's the receptive impact on you? And can you hang out there, receive that impact? And this exercise is not an exercise of doing, of making something happen, changing anything, but just kind of being curious, staying in the very present moment, and just being curious, what's it like to be receive this experience in the system here? So I hope that makes sense. And enjoy the impact of the world on you.